The farming industry is in crisis. Local farmers are being paid less for their products than what they cost to produce. Production costs are increasing and the price of animal feed is rising. These factors are putting farmers under huge financial strain and are having a detrimental impact on the entire farming community across Northern Ireland. Concerned with the future of the industry, the Northern Ireland Assembly's Agriculture and Rural Development Committee has today brought a motion on the farming crisis to the Assembly Chamber. We caught up with Committee Chairperson Paul Frew to find out why it's so important that this issue is raised and what can be done. Paul, can you tell me why the Agriculture Committee has tabled this motion on farming crisis?
Well, this is a very important issue. It's very important for the farming community out there, who the producers themselves, the farmers themselves, are at a point where they're losing money. They're not gaining any profit, and the stock, the livestock and the produce that they produce at the minute is costing them money. So it's very important that the Minister realises the potential threat here to the agri-food industry, and she's in a position to do something about it.
And how have things got so bad for farmers? Why is the industry in crisis?
Well, there's a number of things, and most of them are global. There is the weather, both here and around the world. There's a drought in America. It's affecting the price of soybean meal, which has increased by £148 per metric tonne between January 2012 and August, an increase of 66% in 8 months. That's bad enough. But we have fertiliser prices which have increased by over 223% from September 2002 to August 2012. And the price of crude oil has increased by nearly 300% over the same period. So there is a severe pressure on the producer and the farmer in these times. Now, I know the Minister can't do anything about global weather or global prices, but there must be things that she can do at a ministerial level for her department to make it fit for purpose for when we do hit emergencies like this.
And what do you hope happens following this motion? When do you expect to hear back from the Minister?
Well, I hope that the Minister will be able to respond today on practical measures that her department can do in order to alleviate the pressure for the producers. There's also a problem with the supply chain. We have the producers, the processors and the retailers, and I think that she should address that issue. But there is business deals around this. There is commercialism, which of course the Minister will not be able to interfere with, and I understand that. But if the Minister concentrates on her department and makes that fit for purpose, the businessmen and the producers will deal with the business end of things, but her department must be in a position to assist business and to make sure the agri-food industry takes off the way we hope that it should.